as we ask the question whether or not the game should be stopped if and when Domas Sabonis breaks the double-double streak. Got some texters who have some things to say. Hey, since Sabonis is not getting the love nationally, he should get some recognition from his home base. That's right. Also, the game is at home, so why not? Good for him and the fans. This is from the, that was from the 916, from the 530. They should absolutely pause the game when he gets a double-double. We shouldn't be afraid to show our players all the love they deserve, especially in Sacramento. It'll get bashed nationally, but small markets deserve those moments with a heart emoji. Also, new emojis are out. Simone came in here, and we're thinking it's a Brandon Ayuk move. We're thinking, oh, what did Shohei say?
It was bigger.
Simone says, guys, new emojis just dropped.
And for the record, I did actually say that this Ayuk news was happening too. I did bring that to your attention.
That was a different break.
Get yourself a producer who can do both.
Get you someone that can do both.
The important stuff.
That is correct. And Sabonis, keep them coming. Should they just pause the game? Chris just wants to continue.
Somebody said they paused the game for LeBron. Guys, LeBron broke Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's record of most points scored of all time.
Tomato, tomato.
Yeah. Pomp and circumstance.
The NBA merger, Chris.
I'm not.
That was a long. We weren't even alive the last time something like this happened. Can we find?
This is crazy.
Can we find any footage from when Kevin Love previously did it and see what Minnesota did for them? Very comparable situation.
There we go.
All right. Let's see what they do. Let's hear from our guy, Steven, who wants to be a part of the conversation. What's up, Steven? What you got for us?
Good afternoon, boys. How you guys doing? Hope you guys had a good weekend.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, they should stop the game. Absolutely, they should stop the freaking game for him. Why? Because we're Sacramento, and I'm sure this is the same argument everyone else has had, too. They stopped the game. I mean, dude, this is literally not even in the same ballpark. Literally, we're talking about two different sports here. They stopped the game for Mariano Rivera when he got pulled, okay? Mm-hmm. They always stop the game, and they in baseball especially. If some guy's hot and he literally has a no-no through seven, and the manager is literally being like, I need you for the postseason. Let's go ahead and pull you, even though you have a no-no. Mm-hmm. Like, they give him a standing O on his way out. They literally pause the game on the way out. So as far as me being a super big homer, I really believe that they should stop the game. Give this man his moment to shine. Mm-hmm. Do not wait till the end of the game, even because they're going to give it to him anyway. But there's nothing better than in the heat of the moment, relishing in the recognition that you deserve. You just busted your ass, and you just went for 54 straight games with a double-double. We haven't seen this in our lifetime ever, except for Kevin Love, if you're old enough, because he's been around for like 30 years. But, you know, we deserve it. Absolutely, we deserve it.
Thanks for the call, Steven, as always. So I'm just thinking, hold on.
What is pausing the game, though? Because I think now I'm confused on what exactly everyone's defining as stopping the game.
You're just saying, right. I'm trying to think back to LeBron when Steph broke the three-point record.
So when LeBron broke the scoring record, he hit the shot, mm-hmm. it goes through the net, the game stops because there's an inbounds pass that then could then happen. So there's a stoppage of play.
Right.
If Sabonis gets his 10th rebound, they're obviously not going to just stop the game after he grabs the rebound, but but that's different. That's not what I'm saying.
Right.
If there is a timeout, I'm saying they're going to acknowledge it, obviously.
Yes.
But what's not going to happen is at the next dead ball,
right,
the game is not going to be paused. Like, there's not going to be a whole ceremony.
No, there won't be.
They might, at a
there
stoppage
will be
of
acknowledgement.
Time, Scott Moak is probably going to say, and with that rebound, Domantas Sabonis has now set an NBA record and there's probably going to be a standing
That's
ovation.
Right.
I would not classify that as pausing the game. That is acknowledging it at a stoppage, but they are not going to go out of their way to stop the game.
Yeah, but I think everybody gets what they want. I think it'll take care of itself organically.
Sure. Yeah.
It'll take care of itself organically. No one is saying, grab the ball and call a timeout.
when you say stop the game, that's what I hear, is that the game is going to be paused for a might longer
a little,
than a
might
minute.
Might take a little bit longer during the next we'll dead ball we'll to get your clap in it.
We'll see. We'll see.
We'll be there. Yeah. So yeah. We'll definitely.
It's obviously deserved. It's just I don't know if it's a big enough record to justify
sure.
stoppage.
That
sure.
chant is going to be off. The
this is when we'll know.
Yes, if, this is when we'll know for sure
if people actually understand the chant or not.
Yeah, yeah. Because during when it happens, the entire crowd should do a nice little.
That's right.
I have never said this on air before.
Okay,
I'd
okay.
like to take
it's a safe space.
I'd like to take 20% of this chant.
Oh,
ownership here.
Really?
Oh,
because do you know who loaded this into the system?
I'm assuming you.
It was Little Simone. Who then got it played on Carmichael Dave's show.
Wow.
And Dave had that little beautiful idea of getting this chant going. So every time I hear those chants, I go like, you know, that's 20% you, Simone.
Wow. So did you put it in with the thought of, like,
a
did
chance?
You connect the dots before Dave connected the dots?
No, that was all Dave. Okay. So that's how I get 20%
okay.
chance.
But how did, why
so
did that song get loaded?
I put the song in because I like the song.
Okay, 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 gotcha. That's 20%.
That's yeah.
Thank you.
That's
yeah.
20% yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah. And then it bloomed.
That's right.
I've never said that before, but
wow.
I always smile.
No,
when
that's
it
right.
The one
there's
center.
A twinkle in your
that's
eye
right.
every
Simone
time.
Simone is the butterfly effect that started the chant.
That's right.
It wouldn't be here without
exactly.
me.
It yes.
That,
that
is a fact.
That is a fact.
That is just a fact.
And we'll 100%. See how much it's grown tonight as Sabonis will.
Huge.
Be in rare form, but he's going to have to do it against a 76ers team that's not going to go down yeah. easy. They beat the Clippers yesterday, second yeah. game off of back-to-back. They're doing their West Coast trip to semi-close of the season. The Sixers are 13-24 in games without Joel Embiid this season, but they did win and then beat the Clippers, and the Clippers were fully loaded or fairly fully loaded.
Yeah.
And the Kings have not beaten the Sixers in 10 straight games.
Yeah, 10 straight games. That's it's not great. You know, yeah, we just went through this with the Milwaukee Bucks the other day. It's just been every equation possible, and it doesn't matter. The Kings haven't been able to solve it. I think Dave said this morning that like 6 of those have been without Joel Embiid anyway. Mm-hmm. So it's like it doesn't even matter if the Sixers have been at full health or not. They have owned the Kings. They have just straight up owned the Sacramento Kings. For a really long time now, and nothing was more evident than earlier in the season when they didn't have Joel and on a Friday on ESPN still got absolutely boat raced. I would hope that, I think Ashley said earlier, one of our callers was like, you know, maybe they'll have this in their minds when they come out tonight. I really hope so, man, because you got straight up embarrassed by this Sixers team last time you played them. There's no reason why Tobias Harris should be giving you issues. He's not Paolo Banchero. He's not an elite forward. He's a guy who can put together good games, but realistically, you should have the defensive weaponry to take care of him, and I really hope that the Kings' record of good defense continues tonight because we've seen this team turn a corner defensively, and against a team that just doesn't have offensive firepower, I would hate to see tonight be a game where the Kings give up 120+.
Can't happen, and I don't even know how it would happen.
That's
just
what I was trying
just
to
based
think,
on who
yeah.
they have, unless you get Kelly Oubre, and he
no,
will blow kisses.
No thanks.
If he hits a three on you, you really don't want to see that.
No.
You don't want to see Tyrese Maxey doing his thing. That is the most intriguing matchup to me. Are you going to have to bring a blitz? Because with Keon, you're not supposed to need to blitz anymore. We've
right.
talked time and time again, and we've heard from Coach Mike Brown about what Keon is able to do defensively. This is a great test for Keon, and Tyrese Maxey has had to be more of a playmaker lately without Joel Embiid. And we had Jason Dumas on earlier, sports director for Kron 4, and they think that Maxey can be a dude, but they do want to add more
yeah.
to it. I don't think there's a world, and you basically asked the question, is there a world where it's Maxey's team? I think they're always, and whether it's Daryl Morey
yeah.
or whatever the case is, they're always going to want, and this is just where we're at in the
right.
NBA. Doesn't matter if he's Batman or Robin.
They want a second guy.
They want a second guy.
Yeah.
The question now is, but they still have Joel Embiid, do they need a third guy?
Yeah.
Because Tobias Harris
He's not that guy, pal. He is not that guy.
He's definitely on the Finesser of the Year award with the contract that he was able to pull off. And we're going to say all this, and I'm pretty sure I'm fairly sure he balled out against the...
He usually does.
The Kings the last time that they faced the Kings. So hopefully that does not happen tonight. And yeah, just looking at the box score from what they were able to do against the Clippers, who we know the Clippers long and can do some things defensively. Yeah. Tobias Harris had 24. Kelly Oubre had 12. Maxey had 24 and 6 assists. You would have thought maybe more assists. Buddy Hield, everyone's favorite former King. 9 points for Buddy. Cameron Payne is essentially what flipped that game for the
I would go insane if that happens.
We can't happen.
I cannot have Cam Payne 20 plus points.
What are we doing with Cam Payne? And he's a lefty, so I hate lefty on lefty crime here. But ugliest jump shot in the league?
I think so.
Top three for sure.
Top three for sure. Without a doubt.
Jaren Jackson.
Yeah.
You got campaign,
Tyrese
and I'm missing
up there.
I'm missing an obvious one. Oh, Tyrese Halliburton.
Tyrese doesn't have a pretty one.
Those are the three ugliest.
Yeah, there's got to be some big out there that probably has a disgusting shot, but like high level guys, like mid to high level guys. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. I'm giving campaign. It's tough to not put him at number one. That thing is ugly.
It's ugly, and you just don't believe it.
No,
because you just continue to think there's no way this is going in again.
Just keep letting him shoot, and he's like, oh,
and you look up, and he's got 23 on you. So hopefully that does not happen.
Be expecting Buddy Hield booze tonight. Buddy gets a treatment here in Sacramento.
Yeah.
It would not surprise me if the loudest, whether it be cheers or jeers of the night, are for Buddy Hield.
Are you even more than Sabonis?
I think it'll touch those. I think at least once it'll touch that. Yeah. Because Buddy's also an instigator. So if Buddy hits a couple threes,
Are you worried? If I'm not mistaken, when Tyrese Halliburton and the Pacers came out here, Buddy was still on the team.
He was,
And that's when Tyrese was also saying to boo him.
Yes.
And they lost that game. So now, are we worried about Buddy? And I feel like Buddy had 10 assists or something ridiculous.
He did. Yes, he did.
And he was a playmaker.
He plays different. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he plays
playmaker
different.
Buddy.
He likes Golden One.
Yep.
Playmaker Buddy. Well, we hope we do not see that tonight. We discuss the keys to the game when we return.
I'm
also, a texter is saying this is the problem with Sacramento.
Of course.
In terms of celebrating Domantas Sabonis. Styles and Watkins, Sactown Sports. Just got to take a second to talk about something and somewhere that I've been meaning to go. And Chris, we discussed this, and this was part of my birthday celebration. And I finally got out there, not too far from the crib, about 10 minutes away, maybe less than that. Gumbo King is real. It is real.
Yeah.
It was outstanding.
Yeah.
It was so good. Fried lobster tail.
Really?
With like a Alfredo cheese dipping sauce.
Yeah.
We had the King's gumbo. What else did we have? They bring you cornbread. It was ridiculous.
You said we might need to have a conversation about there being a new sack number one.
My number one.
Yeah.
It's definitely top three.
Ooh.
It's definitely top three. I've been a lot of places in Sacramento already.
Yeah. Was there more that you wish you could have tried? Like, was
so they have the Kings and the Queens gumbo. Yeah. And then you ask, hey, which one do you like? That's what I always ask. Right. And the waitress said, we'll let you try both. So they gave us two mini cups of both.
Wow.
And then we decided to go with the King, and we went with the King, and I would definitely go back, and there was more stuff on the on the menu that I would definitely want to try.
I've heard a lot. I've heard a lot of good things. Never been out towards that neck of the woods, but if I were, I would definitely
come by.
Because I guess I'll find out when I go.
The gumbos don't have seafood.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, they don't have seafood. You have to add it.
So, that's
so yeah, no, you're good to go.
There you go.
You're good to go.
Did you look up a Yelp before you went?
That's a fantastic question.
No, I did not.
That's a callback right there.
No, social media. I just kept seeing it on social media. Saw Malik Monk was there.
That's right.
When was that? A couple months ago, and I said, I got to go.
I think you said Jay Holiday was there.
Jay Holiday was there.
Follow-up question for you, host. Did you leave a Yelp review?
I did not. I did not.
So you only leave negative Yelp reviews?
No, I don't only leave negative reviews. I just haven't gotten around to it yet. We're busy
very
talking
corny,
Kings.
Very cringe.
We're busy talking Kings right now. And as we discuss what needs to be done in order to defeat the 76ers, fresh off a very impressive win against the Clippers. I feel like the Clippers maybe overlooked the 76ers a little bit. This is from the 916. I think they're trying to say maybe it's me, but this is a problem with the Kings. It's like we're giving participation awards for a team that hasn't really done much. Let's be honest. Okay. I mean, does the rest of the league even really take a serious gonna stop a game to give a guy a double-double award? LOL. I like Sabonis, but let's be real.
I think that's a bit harsh, but I kind of think that you're merging opinions there. I think that those two things can be separate. I mean, mm-hmm. I think that you can still, because I would probably agree with you on the Sabonis double-double thing. Like, at the end of the day, I don't really know how many other teams in the league are even aware that Sabonis is on this streak. Mm-hmm. Double-doubles are also, like, it kind of can become the same conversation that we have about triple-doubles, that it's a made-up stat, really, right, that we just acknowledge because it's round numbers, and it really doesn't ultimately mean anything. So mm-hmm. I hear you on that, but at the same time, like, I don't see what the team not having overall success and I would not call this a participation trophy. This is absolutely something that Sabonis earned. It was not just given. He had to go out there every single night, with the exception of that one game where he came in just to get the double-double. That was only once, though. That was only one game. But with the exception of that, like, he earned this thing, and, you know, it's not like it's completely nothing. I wouldn't say it's embarrassing if the Kings do it. It's just, it's just not something that I would recommend doing.
Yeah,
but I don't think it says, like, oh, you're a joke of an organization.
Or that's the problem with the Kings. Yeah, I don't really understand that's the problem with the Kings. I think the Kings are trying to build something.
I also don't think the Kings actually have say in this. If I would have to imagine, the NBA would have to approve any stoppages of games. Mm-hmm. Like, I would think that that's an NBA decision and not a Kings decision, for what it's worth.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah, for me, I think it's a very fine line between enjoying life and enjoying people that are successful and succeeding in areas where your peers have not.
Yeah.
And you've said it, and I think you said this beautifully, Chris, and I'm going to keep stealing it from you. If this was Anthony Davis, this would be a much bigger deal.
Oh, my God.
This would be a huge deal if it was Anthony Davis.
It'd be massive.
In L.A. with LeBron. LeBron would be hyping it up.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody would be hyping it up.
Yeah.
His ability to just go out every single day. But because it's Sabonis, it's a little old Sabonis and little old Sacramento,
yep.
It's whatever. It's whatever. Now, no. Should you throw a parade on this? Absolutely not.
Should we hang a banner? No.
Well, they hung an in-season banner. they might in L.A. You never know out there with Mickey Mouse and having all the fun. I know they were just in Disney World, the Kings were, but you got Disneyland out there in L.A. That's how they're living. And I feel that this is literally the line. Hey, next dead ball, it gets mentioned.
Yeah.
We all stand up.
Standing O.
We give him a standing O for the work that he's done. And Sabonis himself will tell you that he doesn't think about it.
Yeah.
He wants to win.
Yeah.
These guys are out here now. You are seeing tribal screams from Sabonis. You are seeing tribal screams from Fox.
Yeah.
They understand what the mission is.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean you can't enjoy.
Celebrate things along the way, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that you can't enjoy what people have been doing mm-hmm. along the way. Aaron on the Sack Chat is saying Domas needs an In-N-Out sponsorship for his double-doubles.
Double-doubles. That's
outstanding.
That's fantastic.
That's good right there,
if
Aaron.
If we could potentially jinx this for a second, what
okay. I hate that's where always, this is going.
It's always, it's always a great pretense there. When do we think Sabonis gets it? Because I could see a first quarter double-double just getting it out of the
first
way.
First quarter?
Dude, they got no, but they're playing Paul Reed and Mo Bamba. They are playing literally Mo Bamba, who is more famous from a song than
great
his
song.
Basketball. Great song. Fantastic song. Still has a chokehold on college. But they've got this guy who's a bigger song than basketball player out there at center, who's 7 feet tall and maybe weighs what De'Aaron Fox does when he's, you know, when he's, I don't know. I don't know when he's heavier.
After a double-double
or a Banzito taco or whatever. I just think Sabonis is going to dominate it. I could really see. I think by halftime that thing's wrapped up.
There you go. This is from the 916 following up What I mean is it feels like the organization or fan base just happy with the little things. Not to disrespect what Sabonis has done. You all have made great counterpoints. There you go, 916. And look, you're not going to stop anything. I don't think Sabonis, he's still going to have haters either way. Oh, yeah. It's just if you're on the inside, there can't be friendly fire.
Yeah.
Right? And nobody is trying to make a huge deal about this, but it is pretty impressive. And you're not you to the 916, but other people that don't follow the Kings, your favorite player has not done this. Your favorite player's player has not done this. And the respect that we feel that Sabonis should get on a day-to-day basis that he's not getting, things like this helps. And we've talked about making a big deal out of this. Maybe next season, same situation. Maybe Domantas Sabonis is on the All-Star team.
Yeah.
They do not have the brands that these other teams do. And Karl-Anthony Towns gets in because he does commercials and podcasts, right? And the Kings don't have all of that. So little things like this, and I hate to say little because it's not a little thing, but things like this can really start to change. Maybe it gets mentioned on SportsCenter, maybe for a half a second.
Maybe in the playoffs it gets
mentioned.
Maybe
in the playoffs.
Maybe he truly does get an in-and-out sponsorship.
That's right.
For double-doubles.
It's all connected. It's all connected. When we
no
return,
one else wants to join me on the Jinx? That's cool. That's fine.
Well,
I would love to,
It's not going to be the first quarter. It's the third quarter.
You know, let's not waste time about this, okay? The Kings are in a playoff race.
It's the third quarter. It's the third quarter. When we return, trying to get back on a heater, okay? And Simone. We're going to talk about Simone's
devastated
dog pick on Friday and how it didn't end up the way she would have hoped. We also have prop talk if you want some free cheese. Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports. The keys to the game tonight to beat a shorthanded 76ers team. And obviously they're shorthanded, but at this point, it's been so long since they had Joel Embiid, it probably doesn't feel shorthanded. It maybe felt more shorthanded when they faced the 76ers in Philly. But now, I think the Sixers are quite used to it. Doesn't make them a better team as they are kind of fighting to stay out of the play-in themselves, but they do have some guys that can get hot, and if you let them, they will sneak up on you. You can just ask the Clippers, who lost to the 76ers last night. That's a bad loss for the Clippers, but the Clippers have more breathing room than the Sacramento Kings. The Sixers right now, they are a half game behind the Pacers. The Sixers are in the play-in. They are the 8th seed tied with the Heat, who the Heat seem to have the tiebreaker. And they are a half game behind the Pacers, trying to just get out of that play-in and stay afloat until Joel Embiid returns. Keys to the game, I think the first one is simple, Chris. You have to contain Tyrese Maxey, and he can't go. I mean, the one thing is, okay, as they beat the Clippers yesterday, Tyrese Maxey has 24, right? You can't have what happened. And the problem with this is the whole contain thing. Because Jalen Brunson, when he went off for 40-whatever against the Kings, if the Kings weren't ice cold, they probably still win that game.
Right.
So there's a part of me that thinks that Tyrese Maxey can get 35, but if you don't let anybody else get going, it depends on what your philosophy is in these situations. Because if Tyrese is sitting at 25 points and 7 assists and you get Kelly Oubre going or Tobias Harris going, that's a problem. So it depends on what your thought process is. But with Keon, I can't imagine Tyrese going that crazy.
Right. I mean, you know, that's the guy that that's supposed to be what Keon's here for, really, is to slow a guy down like Tyrese Maxey and just make it difficult for him. Like, I agree with you. Like, the Kings need to kind of decide what kind of game they want to play today. Do they want to play how they've been playing these last couple weeks? And, you know, maybe to your point, try and play more of a Jalen Brunson style where, hey, let Maxey get his. He's going to do what he's going to do, but let's not let Tobias Harris get 20. Let's not let Tsunami Poppy get 20 points, okay? Let's not let Campaign do what he did the other night. That's how you win the game for sure, is we're going to win a defensive matchup today where, you know, yeah, we just got to hope that our shots fall. Malik went 0 of 11 yesterday or on Saturday. Probably not going to happen again. So I think you just bank on the fact that your offense is going to be good enough, even if it is just good enough. And you just bank on the fact that, hey, we've played really good defense here lately. Let's not throw that out the window and try and get into a shootout and possibly lose. Let's just play good defense. And you know what? If they score 112 points or whatever, 108 points, there's a pretty good chance that we're going to score more than that, even if we're not on offensively. So I would like to see the Kings do just that. And like you said, just figure it out. Figure out what your game plan is going to be. Either let Maxi cook or try and slow down those other guys, or just try and make sure nobody, you know, goes crazy and nobody is able to just dominate the game. Because, again, I do think a big problem with that Knicks game is Jalen Brunson was the best player on the floor. Mm-hmm. If you don't allow Tyrese Maxey to get 30, he's not going to be the best player on the floor. And you just got to hope that De'Aaron or Malik or Sabonis has themselves a big enough night to kind of carry the offensive load. But tonight feels like, I don't know why, I just feel like today is going to be a day where the shots go in.
Yeah, and hey, Shooters Arena, you're back home.
That's right.
Again, they are 6-6 when returning from a road trip. Hopefully that is not the case with the Kings tonight, and they can add to that and get above 500 when returning from these road trips. The next thing I would say, Chris, is you got to start fast. I think a lot of these games where you kind of sleepwalk, right? Looking at what happened against the Clippers, the Sixers were not scared, and that first quarter ends. You don't want to be chasing. That first quarter ends, and they beat the Clippers in the first quarter, 41-29. Mm. Teams that aren't here and are not a threat, you got to put them down early. Don't give them any hope because now you're chasing. Mm-hmm. Now you're chasing, and 41-29 after that first quarter. At the very least, it should be a tie ball game, down 2 points, something like that. Just don't draw blood. You cannot leave that first quarter down double digits and then have to chase. We've seen with the Kings, they've done it before, but it's not a good place they want to be, because then that free-flowing offense doesn't feel as free-flowing.
Yeah, no, and then you're running into the issue that we ran into a lot this season where you're giving a team that probably shouldn't have a high level of confidence – you're giving them a high level of confidence. I mean, if they're going to score, you said they scored 40 yesterday in the first
41,
quarter.
Yeah.
Like, if they're going to do that, that kind of tells me, ooh, they're going to probably be in rhythm for a good portion of this game. And that's not what the Kings want. In a weird way, I can't believe I'm saying it, but the Kings probably want to play a little bit of a slower pace today. Or not a slower pace, but they're going to want to ensure that Philadelphia isn't going. Because the Kings, I think, are confident that, hey, if this thing turns into a shootout, we can play that game and we can probably win it. Mm-hmm. But if we're going to contain Philly and again, not allow them to score that many points, our offense can struggle and we can still probably put up as many points as these guys. So, absolutely. It's just making sure that guys, again, the Kelly Oubre campaign, Buddy Hield, if one of those three guys goes off, it's probably going to be a tough night for the Kings. But if they can hold those guys to what they're supposed to do under 16, 17 points, I think it should be an easier game today, because, again, Philly has not been a good team. Like, regardless of the fact that they just beat the Clippers, they have not played well with Joel Embiid here. They've fallen all the way to the 8th seed in the East. The Kings cannot be that slump breaker. They have to continue to do what every team has done, and that's put down the Sixers when they're not at their best, because without Joel Embiid, they are an 8th seed. They just are not that scary of a team without him.
You talk about guys that just figure it out and was unstoppable. This is a dude who, he gets paid a lot of money. We called him a finesser. Tobias Harris was a problem in Philadelphia. Mm. 37 points.
Ooh, was it that much? Wow.
He had 37 points. He was 14 of 25 from the floor, 3 for 7 from three-point range. Then you had Nicholas Batum, who went 4 for 4 from three. Tyrese Maxey had 21, which I guess is light work for Tyrese Maxey, but did a little bit of everything. 3 rebounds, 4 assists. Your boy Paul Reed, had 8 points, okay? And that was really all she wrote from the bench. Mo Bamba had 11. Mo Bamba had 11 points and 4 blocks. Count them, 4 blocks. And on the Kings side of things, you had De'Aaron Fox with 21. I mean, that game got out of hand very quickly. He was 2 for 7 from three-point range. Keegan Murray was 3 of 7 from three-point range. Sabonis had 14 points, 12 rebounds, only 5 assists. Nobody was really making a shot. They shot 21% from three-point range. Meanwhile, the 76ers shot 42% from three-point range.
That is not what they do either.
Let's get to Doug, who wants to be a part of the conversation. What's up, Doug? You're on Styles and Watkins. What you got for us?
Gentlemen, thank you. I know you guys are up against whatever you guys call it at the end of the show, crossover. What I have is, and I've noticed this because I've been watching the game for a long time, is that anytime one of their big stars and stuff goes out, the distribution of the ball and the number of touches that they get, all of a sudden they become an all-star team because guys are then more included in the game. So when Embiid goes down, you know, I expect that the other guys getting touches play better. When Kobe used to go out, they would get better. When Doncic went out, Brunson steps up, and all of a sudden they play better. So I'm not surprised by what Philadelphia is doing. You're just getting guys who are good players anyway, and they just get more touches. In regards to the this last 12 games or so, I'm sorry, I just turned in right now, but I'm thinking if a 7-5 number realistically at the end will get you what you were last year. Is that good enough to get us into the sixth spot, or an 8-4? And I haven't heard if you guys broken it down yet. But that's all I have. Have a great rest of the show, and we'll talk to you next time. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Doug. Yeah, the number is tough because of who it is. Mm-hmm. And really, it'll be easier to do that after this week, after they play the Mavericks. Because the Mavericks, depending on what happens with the Mavericks, you could still have that tiebreaker. But 7-4.
Put you at 48 wins yet again.
Yeah, well, this is last year's price is not this year's price.
Exactly.
And I don't – 7-4 puts you at?
48, yeah.
48?
Yep, you're at 41-29
right now.
That
doesn't feel good enough.
It depends. I mean, yeah, if we're talking for a 6 seed, it might just barely be good enough. But,
out of those 7
– yeah. Two of those are Dallas.
Against Dallas.
Which kind of carries a bit more weight. So you're kind of also burying one of your opponents, and then it's just too close. I mean, it's too close to try and determine at this point what's going to be enough or not enough wins, because we think Phoenix is going to play themselves out of the situation, but who knows? I mean, if Phoenix is going to be just as big of a conversation as Dallas is going to be down the stretch here, then, you know, there's no reason you just can't really put that number out there yet, to your point, until we have a better idea of what the real final stretch of this is going to look like. And that's going to be after this week, after the Kings have played Dallas twice. So I know it's not a great answer, but we're kind of in a wait and see. But 48 sounds like you're still leaving a little bit of leeway there for others to maybe hop over you. More than that, you're probably doing yourself pretty solid.
48 with both wins against the Mavericks probably gets you in.
Yep.
48, but you split with the Mavericks, then
who knows?
It really depends on what the Mavericks do.
Yep.
So just get to 50 and make it easy.
There you go.
For everyone. When we return, prop talk and dog segment. Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports. It is time for some prop talk and dog segment. And before we get into that, Chris, you have a slightly updated injury report.
Slightly updated. Nothing major in terms of stuff we haven't heard before. On the Kings front, still questionable for tonight is Sasha Vezenkov with his ankle injury. We've seen him go through multiple shoot-arounds and things like that. We thought he was going to be active last week, but still not seeming like he's gonna definitely play today. So still waiting to hear on the Sasha front in terms of out tonight. Of course, Kevin Huerter, Trey Lyles is still out. Mason Jones and Jordan Ford are on assignment for G League, so they will not be available for today. On the 76ers front, Kyle Lowry is active today. He was questionable with rest. I believe he missed yesterday's game because of rest or load management. Questionable for tonight is Kelly Oubre Jr. with a shoulder injury. And then out is Robert Covington, Joel Embiid, DeAnthony Melton, and somebody else who's on G League assignment.
There you go. There you go. This Sasha thing is
It's strange.
So interesting.
It is really, really interesting.
I remember in Philly, that was when they randomly went to him after things got out of hand.
Yep.
And he got in the game. He only played 9 minutes. He was 1 for 5 from the field. He ended up, played 9 minutes. He ended up scoring 2 points. That game was just a complete mess, but it looked like he was going to play. It was very clear that he was going to play until he wasn't.
Yep.
Until he wasn't. All right, Simone, it is time for Prop Talk.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Prop Talk and Dog segment. I think there's a very obvious one here. The question is, who's going to take it? Actually, we might be talking about two different things.
Well, I would assume that you're talking about Sabonis rebounds. Yeah. I don't know what
that
the number
actually
is.
Isn't what that's. It's probably 18 or something crazy.
I have
crazy
no
like
idea
that.
What the
you know
number
what they're going to start doing. They're going to stop offering it by itself.
Oh, so it would like have to be a combo one.
Yeah, right
I
now
mean, they've been putting crazy numbers.
So right
up
now,
for
how many is it?
It's 15 for Sabonis.
15 flat.
15 flat.
That's hefty.
That is not the obvious one.
No, that's
that
really,
I was
really
thinking.
Heavy. I'm curious what your obvious one is. I mean, clearly
I'm
not. Clearly, it's all yours.
Too, yeah.
It's yours for the taking.
The obvious, yes. Okay. Well, then. The obvious one is Malik Monk points.
What is it set
off a donut? Yeah.
What is it set at?
16 and a half.
That is not a discount. That is not a discount
it's
at all.
It's a slight discount. He was at 17 and a half and 17.
He just dropped zero.
That's what I'm saying. Buy low.
I mean, we were with Kevin Herter. We were at like 9.5, 8.5.
And he still wasn't hitting. Malik Monk, 16.5. Lock it in.
Okay. Okay.
Lock it in. Okay.
That's
with
not where
confidence.
I was going. Simone, do you want to go? Or I can
yeah, go? Let me go very quickly because I got a phone call coming in here. I'm going to go ahead and take Kiki.
Ooh.
1.5 steals. Give me the over on that tonight.
Is that Keon Ellis or Keegan?
Actually? 1.5 steals. At first, I thought you said Keegan. I
was trying to talk.
Be very impressed.
Kiki is my shorthand for Keon.
For Keon.
So give me 1.5 for
one
steals.
And a half steals.
I love it. I looked at that one in the last game, and I think it. Yeah, he had 2 steals last
well,
game.
Well, I thought that was going to happen last time, Chris.
It
was at
well,
2.5,
yeah,
the steals and blocks.
And last time.
Did not happen.
Yeah. I'm also looking. I see Keon Ellis 6.5 points after just seeing him drop 18. Like,
he's going to put it up.
That's 2 threes in another bucket. I'm tempted to, but it's almost too low, and I don't want to take it. I'm going to take, you know what? I'll take the Sabonis 15.
You're going to take it.
I'm going to take it because he's going to be on a mission. He's not just going to stop at 10.
Well, and to be fair, not to go to Russell Westbrook.
Okay.
Whatever was happening with those triple doubles out there in OKC, but the team knows. So, Keegan T-Rex arms it, lets Sabonis grab it.
Maybe a tip
a
ends
tip.
Up being a rebound.
Maybe something like that.
I'll go Sabonis over 15 rebounds.
Okay. There you go.
It's a scary one. That's a really high number. But, he's going against Paul Reed and Mo Bamba. Like, he should be able to. We're going to see a lot of shoulders thrown today.
The
That's
only thing that
guaranteed.
Throws that off, honestly, is if the Kings take care of business and it's a blowout. And it's a nice blowout.
Oh, Alan.
I'm just
you're
saying.
You're so funny. You're hilarious.
You know what confuses me about the steals, though? It's just you don't know if. A deflection. I don't know how it gets. That's what scares me about the
steals. The steals, the blocks. Like, they'll merge them together. It's
like if De'Aaron pops it out or Keon pops it out, and then De'Aaron grabs it.
Right. Or if someone's going up
steal?
For a shot, but you slap down at it.
Right.
Is that a block or is that a steal?
It'll be pretty obvious tonight.
Well, it better be.
For my sake.
It better be. All right.
Okay.
That was Prop Talk. Feeling good about it. Now it's time for Dog Segment. And my dog, obviously, I might just double up here. I mean, a donut. A donut.
Did we double adopt last on Friday?
Oh, I think you guys did co-parent.
Did we?
I think so.
I was just thinking it was me. I was exposed.
He picked HB on Friday.
There you go.
I picked,
So you want to take in this little shelter pup?
I'm taking
now?
Malik Monk.
Okay.
I'm taking
Monk
Malik
Yard
Monk.
Dog here?
Yes. Tonight.
Tonight. Okay.
Chris hit on his dog.
That is, yeah.
Keegan Murray. Chris did well.
I was thinking about you guys. I was haunted as my dog wasn't doing anything, dude.
Your dog was all chained up. That was the problem. I'm going to go with Domantas Sabonis. I mean, again, I think he's going to hit this double-double first quarter, maybe early second if he's feeling lazy, honestly. You know, he knows he can get it today. I just think he's going to dominate. I mean, that's the clear. I mean, Fox might have his hands full with Maxey trying to X out that point total. Sabonis should just absolutely dominate in the paint today. There's no reason why Paul Reed and Mo Bamba should slow him down at all. I'm expecting I want a 20-20 out of Sabonis tonight. Don't just get the record, get it and plow through it.
Okay. All right.
I love that. I absolutely love that.
Thank you.
For my dog, I think I'm going to be doubling down here today. Double adoption. Two puppies for one. Give me Keon again.
Keon again, keeping
it dog.
Simple. Keon Ellis. Is he going to put Maxey on Ellis Island?
We'll see.
Tonight.
I hope so.
It would make sense.
They're going to screen him. They're going to screen a lot. Yeah. They're going to try to get Keon off of Tyrese a lot.
I would assume so, yeah. Get a lot of Tobias Harris action probably. It'll be interesting. I mean, you know, Tobias is somebody who's going to have to be a scorer for them tonight. He's going to have to be a lot. He's going to have to look like Jonathan Isaac, honestly, for them tonight. It'll be interesting, man. It'll be really, really interesting because Keon, we've seen it. I mean, he's locked down Dame. He's locked down guys of this caliber before, but this is a young, really fast guard.
Really
you know,
fast.
I'm sure he goes against De'Aaron pretty often in practice, but this feels like a pretty big test for Keon today. I think he's gonna be up for it. But.
Is he close to speed wise? Is he close to De'Aaron Fox?
Probably number two, if not number three. Like people say
Kentucky boy as well too.
Yeah. Different.
What are they doing out there?
They're losing. They say we keep our guys fresh for the pros.
Right.
Okay. We're not wasting time in this tournament.
We're not worried about the NCAA tournament at all.
How crazy is that? Like,
he's a good recruiter, Calipari. He's just not a great coach to me.
Like, that's one of those situations where if you're a Kentucky fan, you almost can't be mad because this is kind of what the deal was. Like, Calipari was like, I thought we were all in on this. Like, I get the stars. I get the all-stars. Right. But we're not like, actually trying to do things here. Mm. But we're going to win the summer. The season, not so much, but the summer is going to be crazy.
Yeah.
You're going to be so hyped.
But I think NIL has also changed ability, and he's not getting, I don't know off the top of my head, but I would assume it's getting more, I don't know if evenly dispersed, but it's getting dispersed more than previously thought, and he's not just getting the best guys, and he also with the G League, now the G League Ignite is cooked, but losing out on G League guys, so he's getting guys that are going to be good in the NBA, but they're still young, and they're losing to guys that are going to be accountants later, but they're grown men.
It's just crazy.
They are literally grown men. This is from Brandon Deitzman. I got Keon tonight. He's on top of the world right now for his dog. Yeah, Jess Escoto, Malik has to let the dog out tonight. He's going to.
Arf, arf.
He's going to. Trust me. Yeah. From Patrick Donaldson, hopefully Sixers don't know about Sabonis' record and try harder to get rebounds so they aren't the team he gets the record on. I think Patrick might be a Sixers fan, possibly. Patrick also saying Monk goes off tonight, and his song is rocking in the arena.
Yes.
What, that is the question.
Come on, that's the million
Will
dollar question.
Will we want the Monk be played tonight? Yeah. I don't personally.
That's can we pretty, get a test run
in? That's a prop right there.
If that gets played, you
one
can't tell me nothing tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm going to walk in here thinking, we got action.
Yeah.
Julian, thanks to his call, we made the call.
Yep.
We got that done in a week if it happens.
Crazy.
I don't see it happening.
I think it might, man. I'm going to say, Simone, we'll put the – well, it's – Alan's making me feel like maybe the number's 0.5, but I want to say 1.5.
What, minutes played or plays?
No. The times that it's played.
Oh, you even think it's going to be multiple.
It would replace the hum diddly.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was just going to be, I thought we were sampling it, giving it a test drive.
Maybe.
Who knows?
So then we'll put that. Well, okay. Point five.
Yeah.
0.5 plays today for we want the Monk.
Okay.
I'm going over.
I'm going under.
Ooh, Simone? I'm going to take the over, too.
Is there something you know that I don't know?
We'll see if I know something.
Is this insider training, Mr. Otani? What's going on here?
Maybe. I don't know.
Allegedly.
Chris Betts.
Are you playing me right now from John Williams on the Sack Check? Keegan for 30 is my dog. Okay.
We love it. We love it.
Emmy, we want Sasha. We do not know if Sasha will play, but hopefully Sasha gets back in there.
Yeah.
From the 209, Walter in Stockton. Domas is my dog tonight.
Gotta be.
22 points, 18 rebounds.
More. Give me more.
22 points, 18 rebounds. Yeah, I think that might be the sleeper.
Yeah.
It might be points tonight for Domas. That's my sleeper.
Is him hitting over the points?
Yeah, everybody's sleeping.
Everyone's thinking rebounds.
Everybody's thinking rebounds.
19 and a half is what his
I feel like it's like that every single game.
Yeah, it is. 18 or 19 and a half. I think he's going to go crazy. I really think that today is going to be a big Domantas Sabonis game. Who knows? You know what? I don't know why I'm living. 30-30.
Give me come on now.
I just think it's going to be a really big game. I maybe a triple-double. Like, I think he's going to have his hands all over this one.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. Yeah. Jess Escoto on the Sack Chat. We have friends in high places. It's happening. We want the monk.
That's
maybe
right.
Happening.
Jess is part of it.
Yes, yeah. It may be happening tonight. We shall see right. John Williams. Domas, 30, 20, and 10.
That's what I'm saying, John. That's what I'm saying. Let's not sell our guys short.
If it's going to go down, it's going to go down. Well, you know what's going down next. It will be the Drive Guys with Whitey Gleason and Kyle Draper. Thank you for listening to Styles and Watkins. Thank you to Jason Dumas from Cron 4 for joining us. Thank you to Simone, as always. Thank you for all the calls. Thank you for all the texts. Thank you for all the Sack Chat. We will talk to you tomorrow. And until then, secure the bag, light the Philly cheesesteak beam.